And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa in the studio here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you. Arctan A.K. from the Red Rooster 3 is here, literally stepped off the boat yesterday. He's going to tell us all about the fishing and more aboard the Red Rooster 3, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. How fun is it going to be to have Captain Andy in the studio this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, man. And just fresh off the water, right?
Fresh off the water. Fresh off the flat, calm for 15 days water.
That's like a dream come
true.
How'd
you make that happen?
It was magical, though. I'll tell you. It really was. From the moment we left, I think the first day driving down, we had like, 14 knots and all that. And after that, it was just grease.
Just grease all.
You know, that nice texture on some days, but it was really a blessing. 100%.
Yeah. That's so cool. And how was fishing?
Fishing was good. We you know, it was another blessing too, because we stayed in on the lower banks and offshore outside the ridge. And in order to be able to do that, you got to have that kind of weather too. But that's where we made our fishing and made our catch was all offshore for, the entire time. So
that's cool.
That also, it made that whole thing doable because of the weather. So it all worked out.
Yeah, and a lot of big ones, huh?
Yeah, we had some nice fish.
Crazy.
It wasn't yellowfin like everyone was expecting, but we'll take blue.
Yeah. We'll take blue.
Yeah, we love a blue.
Like what was big fish?
252.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah, and then it tapered down from there, but I think there was 7 big fish, over 200 pounds. So that was nice, and some other opportunities, of course, but, there was days where it was pretty slow. The fish moved a lot, there was days, Brian was down there with me for a couple of days on the Independence, and there was days where we would drive for 35 miles.
Wow.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, what happened? Yeah. Where did it all go,
You go to sleep and it's under your boat, you wake up and it's nowhere near there?
Yeah, and we drive in opposite directions and then, reconvene and, oh, boy, and then end up driving in one direction and then magically end up back on it in the afternoon. But there was definitely some mornings where you woke up and you're like, so what? What direction do we go? You know, so it was entertaining for sure. And without the weather, like I said, we would have. You just can't pound around for 35 miles offshore, and even in 14 knots, you know, it just gets okay. Have we had enough of this yet? Yeah. Type thing.
But
so,
you didn't have to deal with that.
No.
Yeah.
And then shut down at night. The fish wouldn't bite at night. You know,
so they're biting during the day.
Yeah, we all tried.
How user-friendly is that?
Yeah, so it was, you know, and that long range, you know, people are more apt to do the daytime thing. You know, they're not into the nighttime thing, although it would have been really nice to be able to attack that fish with the flat falls. But, you know, I think we got a few up till about 8 o'clock at night or something, you know, and then it would just disappear. You know, we'd kind of drive around and look around, and it was like, well, where did it go? Maybe with more coverage, you know, if you had more boats, you know, maybe you could get back on it in the nighttime. But I think one of the boats had, you know, maybe 8 fish or something after dark, and that was probably the most that I had heard of, you know, from the couple 3 boats that were down there. So,
yeah.
But it was a daytime gig, you know, and when you got on it, boy, it was really a show.
That's so cool.
And it showed a lot, you know, you'd see them rolling and slurping and finning, and it was
some of the video I saw from that, it looked like a great show.
Yeah, it was. It was a great show. So, yeah. I mean, and that's exciting for people as well, you know. You stop and they're like, oh my God. Look at that. And everyone's scrambling to get the kite on it and this and that and get a bait out. So, no, it was fun. But, you know, the Lower Banks thing, there was a little bit of fishing down there the week before we got there. And we did the whole gamut. And it just seemed like you'd get a couple here, a couple there. You know, we went all the way down to Jamie and got a couple there, then up to Finger, then back to Morgan. You know, we kind of did the tour down there. And it just... You know, it's just that time of year, you know. You get in late January, getting close to February, and even in the heyday, you know, the heyday, the cow town, you know, even in the heyday, you know, things were tapering. There's something about a calendar down there, you know. There's something that tapers there in that last part of January where it's just, you just see a smattering. Everywhere you go, you see a smattering. So, you know, we went through that tour and then went up and then... completed our task on trying to catch everybody a nice big tuna, which was successfully done, but it was a lot.
Really? A big one?
Everybody got a nice big tuna. Big being, you know, 175 pounds.
Yeah, that's a big fish.
Yeah, it was a big tuna.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like, woo, we got that one, you know, so that was a successful mark. And then, a lot of people probably saw, I posted the medevac that we did just because I thought it was so interesting and it wasn't so much the passenger itself. What I was trying to do was show the efficiency and the professionalism of our Sector San Diego U.S. Coast Guard, you know, because it we didn't really have to do a lot to put that together. It was basically a phone call, and then there was more to it than that. They had to come back and do the flight surgeon had to get involved, and then he makes the decision on whether it's worth it, because it's a risk, man. I mean, it's a lot to bring down a helicopter like that with guys on it, and then they had a support plane that was circling us, and I had heard that the support plane came from Oregon.
Come on.
So they flew the support plane from Oregon to Sacramento, fueled up in Sacramento, and then they met the helicopter down there 220 miles south of San Diego. So there's a lot of logistics, and then they take care of the airspace with the Mexican Navy and this and that. So, you know, they handle a lot of it, and, you know, it the idea here was to say, hey, if you do have a medical problem on the boat, and it happens, man, you know, look at the guy.
How many times has that happened on the Red Rooster with you?
I can't even count, but I know it happened once this year. It happened once last year. But prior to that, you know, we didn't have a lot of medevacs. But
at
least over my career, it's been at least 15 times.
Wow.
I would say, honestly, you know, whether it was a from local to home or whether it was an actual helicopter medevac, but it's been at least 15 times.
And it's life-saving.
Absolutely.
And in this case, it really saved the guys.
It really saved him, you know. And this was a case of an infection, and people need to be, you know, as everyone is very cautious with infections these days, this was a case where, you know, had we have not gotten back there, it would have been dire.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As it was dire. But we basically saved a limb.
Yeah.
I mean, those...
And maybe saved his life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sure. But it was noteworthy that he was...
To watch the efficiency, it's even just a little snippet from the video of the efficiency of the Coast Guard and how good they are of that.
Oh, it's a sight to be seen, man.
It certainly helps with flat, calm weather, too, right?
100%. let me restate that. Everything helps with flat, calm weather. From the galley to the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's nice with flat, calm weather.
But just like you said, though, how cool to document something like that. And you just know every passenger that goes with you, just you have that in the back of your mind that, you know, that this fleet and you guys can take, you know, nobody wants a problem to occur, but should it do, you got that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
You all got to see how smooth it went.
Yeah, all that, you know, that worry. There is a chance for evac, successful evac with our government that we have. You know, it's pretty incredible, really. So that was intriguing. And then, you know, it just so happens that after that, I thought, oh boy, what do we do now? And then we went down and we found another batch of tuna that kept us busy for the next afternoon and the next day. So it was like, and they weren't as big as we'd hope, but when does that ever happen?
Yeah.
I just wish they were a little bigger. You know? But in any case, it was...
But you had enough time that you didn't, you know...
Well, it was entertainment. We had entertainment for that afternoon and then the next day, which was great. I mean, that's what we were looking for and hoping for. So it all worked out. And then, which was kind of a crazy thing on an extended trip like this. A lot of people, you know, remember the 4 days of travel, and we packed it up. We were home the next day.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. It was like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay. That is so cool.
It was different. It was definitely different.
So, big news at the Red Rooster is you guys are working on online booking now.
If you can believe that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, if you can believe it. Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously we're 15 years behind, but...
well, I would say 15, well, maybe 5.
Okay, 10, okay, yeah. But anyway, and it's coming along here, and we put up an interim site, which shows the schedule for this year. But the new one will, you know, be like most of the other boats where we can, you know, book online and save people that hassle of not being able to book online. So it'll be nice. And I don't want to, you know, blow it out of proportion. I'm sure we're going to get it up and it's going to be like, oh, this doesn't work right. Oh, that doesn't work right. So it's just going to be kind of a learning curve. And you know, if...
What's your forecast? Maybe another month?
Well, I think it's going to be next week, really.
Wow, okay.
I mean, if everything goes right, you know, but we'll see. We'll see how it
goes. We'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup of when you can book a trip on the Red Rooster online, see availability, which is the huge part. Because you guys sell out.
There'll be an inventory, like most of the other boats have. You know, I have an inventory, and you click on, and, you know, boom, there you go. So,
yeah,
it's
cool.
So, speaking of which, so are you doing a little maintenance now for a little while?
We are. Normally, we do our Riviera cruise trips, and we didn't have enough interest in that this year to do them. But I am going to reinstate them for next year because I like doing them, and they're a lot of fun. And I just think it was a great trip for
super
people
cool
to do outside of sport fishing.
Totally.
And, you know, the searchers on trips right now is ecology trips. So they're still being done out of San Diego.
Absolutely.
We're going to put a halt on it for this year and do a little bit of maintenance and try and get the boat ready for the beginning of May, you know, and then hopefully this fish moves up and then we can skirt on some trips for May, maybe get a month of May, doing the offshore thing. And then
the way this bluefin is, maybe you get some April going, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but you know, it's all weather pending. You know, if we have this weather, I mean, this is like monumental.
Yeah.
I mean, it's February. Look at this.
It's crazy.
And all of January, we had that one little deal in December where it was like, ooh, it's raining, you know. But, was it really raining? I mean,
raining for us.
Yeah, like, ooh, get the sandbags, you know. It's like, maybe taking that a little lightly. There was rain and there was some flooding and this and that. But compared to the rest.
Significant rain for San Diego, shall we say.
Yeah. Startling. Like,
For a whole 4 days.
Yeah.
All four of them.
Yeah.
But now look, but the whole weather pattern is weird. Look at the East Coast right now. They're buried in minus 20 or 10 and snow and stuff.
But how about your Montana trip?
Yeah, I just got back last night from Montana.
Not in a t-shirt, you know, catching a trout on a dry fly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was a dry fly fishing, but we saw fish rising, which was weird. But, yeah, fished actually 2 days up there and caught trout. One of the weird experiences was Friday. My buddy Chris and I, it was 60 degrees. I said, well, what's the kind of the normal here? He goes, like minus 20.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of it. Like an 80-degree swing. But Friday we went to a lake, which is a tributary lake of the Missouri River there outside Helena, Montana. And we launched the boat, and there was actually ice on the lake. So I've never done this before, breaking through ice on the boat, right? I have a little Aluma craft up there, 16-foot Aluma craft, and kind of running through ice. It's like,
get out of here. You missed me with that.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah. 35 degrees in the water. One of the things I wanted to go up there for is to install the Garmin LiveScope, and we usually got LiveScope to get on the fish, and we had like a 20 fish. Like in 2 hours, we had like 20 fish. Once we found the fish, which I think without the live scope, because that time of the year, it's kind of tough to get on fish. I mean, you can get on the spots and stuff, maybe catch one or two, but not get into a bunch. But it's game chain technology when it comes to that thing. But we got on the fish, and then the weather warmed up by 3 o'clock in the noon. It was literally I was fishing in a light sweatshirt in Montana. In February.
End of January, right? February.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's not good because, you know, coming back through Salt Lake City yesterday, the hills were all pound, the snowpack thing. They say that it's not going to be good season up there.
In 70-degree water, and even up the coast, 240 miles from home, the water was still 66.5.
Wow.
You know, and that's... You know, for February, that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to start, you know, everyone starts with the El Nino, you know, chant. But I don't know what it's all about. But I mean, but you got to remember, too, it's also been Black Comet, 9-degree water. So I think, you know, we get one deal that comes through, and then we'll get a real picture of what this, you know.
What's going on.
This water really is.
Yeah.
Great time with you. If you want to join us this morning, we'll hear from you. Give us a call at Let's Talk Hookup at 833-288-0973. We are standing by at the fan to take your phone calls this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text. Text the show, man. Such a huge popular part of Let's Talk Hookup now. If you want to text in your questions to Captain Andy, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. If you missed yesterday's show with Rosie and you want to catch up with a hot just on the archive shows on the Let's Talk Hookup app. They're all posted with photos. A lot of fun there. And, again, it's the only way that you can text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your question in case you're the winner of the big prize. And, man, are we giving away something cool today. One lucky caller or texter, and that always gets decided. Andy's going to flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that'll designate whether the winner comes from the caller or the texter side, is going to win a brand-new AFTCO Slammer Waterproof Dry Backpack. Courtesy of our friends at AFCO.
Have you seen those?
Really,
so cool.
Yeah, really, really nice dry bag. Awesome. Yeah, they did such a good job. All that AFCO stuff
is
so killer.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, so again, a great prize. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973 or fire us up a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. If you want to join us, like Pete said, 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
Yeah, phones are packing up.
They are.
The world-famous Jeff Hamby is standing by at the fan studios. 833-288-0973. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about John calling us from Long Beach this morning? John, thanks for getting us started here on the phones with Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, man, it's great to be back in California. Man, I've been in Texas for 2 months, and it was cold. But
that's a, like a life sentence.
Right. It is a life sentence, right?
A short one, though.
Yeah, Texas doesn't ever get to 4 degrees, but, man. Yeah, but anyways, my question is, can you get away with fishing a TAC 16 with 65 for those tuna?
For the big bluefin?
For the 170 pounders?
Well, you know, most of the guys we'd have them rigged up with something comparable to like a what we give out for our rental packages and something to attack that. Might seem kind of small, but for that 100 to 150 pound fish, most of the guys were using a Valiant 800. Filled with Spectra and 100-pound top shot. That was kind of the fine-tuned rig. And then guys started to move up as big as a 12 or a 30, but I think you're in the ballpark, you know, for that. It's just you're going to want to probably have a little bit more on the back end there rather than 65-pound, you know, maybe go with 100-pound, and then you can, you know, then you'd be a little more versatile on your top shot. You know, you could use 80 or you could use 100. Or, I mean, if you had to, you could use 130. But, you know, a 100-pound test, it makes it very versatile if you got that on the backside. Because then you can, you know, change your top shot and you have a little bit more variation on that. Just opens up the field a little bit more rather than starting with light. Then it's like, ugh, you know. So, anyway, yeah, on a big tuna like that, especially fly line, you know, where you got a lot of line out there. That's the other thing, too. You know, guys had to use a little bit bigger reels just because on a long soak like that, before you know it, you got not that all that much line on, even though you were bragging about having a half a mile of Spectra on there. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, boy, I don't have a half a mile anymore, you know. How'd that happen?
Yeah, it takes a quarter mile to get a bite. Your line goes away real fast.
Yeah, exactly. So a long soak situation's a little different. And, you know, you guys talk about the deep drop where you're fishing 300 feet. But, you know, that's a lot of line too. But when you're long soaking and you're staring off stargazing into the horizon there, next thing you know, you've gone through quite a bit of line just soaking a bait. So keep that in mind.
What a cool rig to get to provide for the people like that, that in particular. I mean, that reel's not too big to catch a yellowtail and not too small to catch a 175 pounder.
Like, no,
you talk about a versatile piece of equipment to have in your hand.
It is. And, you know, we've got some great CalStar rods too to match those and some other CalStar rods to match the next, you know, that 50 to 80 pound test. So, I mean, we really got some spectacular rental gear that goes out, and it is utilized. And, you know,
does it stay on the boat?
No, No.
But you have it in the office.
Yeah, we have it in the office, and people come in, and I always, you know, because what people forget is that because of the state of the art gear, it's constantly evolving, you know, and what you had 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Maybe not so great.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not functionality, but just, you know, for particularly what's going on at that time. You know, there's been a lot of innovation with guys fishing, you know, with jigs, fishing lures, spoons, as you would call them, for the nighttime fishery. But, you know, you got to kind of stay on top of that because it's not just winding it in. It's the comfort of winding it in.
Right.
You know, it's huge. And with the rail rods and with some of these lighter, reels that have the punch, you know, they may be littler, they may be lighter, but they certainly still hold the strength and the drag capacity and line capacity for fishing a big tuna deep offshore. So you got to keep your eye on that, and we try and keep it updated for any of our rental packages. So that's a good place to start. And even if people have, you know, the traditional, who doesn't have 10 rods and reels, you know, I'll say, hey, but you might want to take a look at this. At least get this outfit because this is probably the one you're going to be using 90% of the trip.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So try and point them in the right direction so it's comfortable.
Right.
I was going to say, speaking of CalStars, I know we talked about it a little bit in here, and then last time John and Chris were on the show, they've been talking so much about developing their new jigging rod, and they put so much effort into it, and it's been over a year in the making and all the prototypes, and I saw a photo of a giant tuna on a jigging rod on board the Red Rooster 3.
Yeah,
that was really cool. I know it's still in the prototype phase, but boy, it sure looked like at least that version was working just fine.
Yeah, that was Dylan and Kevin Underwood on the boat. He's another one of the captains, both of those guys actually, but they've been helping Chris a lot with getting this, trying to figure out what's going to work best. Number one, comfort, but also functionality as well. And that was actually one of the lighter rods.
Really?
You know, that was on 60-pound test. And the reason that it was 60-pound test is because Kevin was using the 100-pound test one.
Wow.
And Dylan's like, oh, man, so now I got to yank on this. But, I mean, just the fact that he was able to dominate that fish,
yeah, awesome,
with that rod, and that was prototype. And that goes into a big factor of these test-type things that they're doing. And Chris is pretty excited about it.
That's
he was
awesome.
Like, oh. And Accurate was excited too because you've got that 800,
right?
You know, that small reel that packs such an incredible punch. They're like, oh boy, that's pretty good feat.
Good
to
stuff.
To get that kind of a fish on that kind of an outfit. So take a look at some of the rental gear. I know most of the boats in the San Diego fleet will have rental gear, and don't just go, oh, I got my own. At least see what they're using, because that's what's gonna make it so that you're comfortable if you're going to be out there scratch fishing, whining and grinding. I mean, that might be your whole trip, whining and grinding all night long,
yeah,
you know? So you want to make sure
that you've got to have the right gear. For
yeah,
stuff like
it's just like the Wahoo thing, you know? Guys come down and they have the Wahoo gear, but a lot of guys have it to where it's a comfortable, long-handled, high-speed gear reel that's comfortable,
right,
so that they can cast and whine all day long. You get the wrong outfit, man, you're smoked.
Yeah.
After an hour, you're like, ugh, forget it.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, the tackle beats you before the fish even have a chance to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and with the state-of-the-art gear that people are constantly evolving with, the number one thing is comfort. So that a guy can come out once a year and be able to tackle this fish. I mean, I get it. The crew runs around. They can catch big tuna and this and that. But, It's the angler that needs to have this state-of-the-art gear so that they can tackle this. And it is available. That's what everything
that's
is.
The cool
that's the
it.
Value is the angler being yeah. out.
So just ask the office, just like if you think you're lacking gear.
Or if you can contact the owner or the captain, you know, and just say, hey, what are you guys using this year, you know? And a lot of guys do that with the terminal tackle. They'll say, hey, what's the hot jig? But even as important as the hot jig is what's the hot reel, what's the hot rod that I should be using so that I'm comfortable, so that I can do this, you know?
Because
there's a lot into it.
Well, you have a great text on, Rick.
I thought so. It was just like a very nuts and bolts question. Perfect from John in San Diego. Says, what a great show today, guys. I love hearing from Captain Andy Case. Andy, what's your preferred knot for connecting braid to fluorocarbon? It seems like there's some new in vogue things, but also some long history of the not broke, don't fix it rules. Do you also recommend ring hooks when you're fly lining?
Well, with the knot, the mite knot's my favorite.
The what?
The mite knot.
Might not.
Might not.
It might not hold.
It might not hold.
It might.
But it might not.
You know, I mean, there's so many different knots, and on those connections, too, there's so many different ones now. And you know what I tell people is the one that you're comfortable with. You know, if you've learned it and that's the one that you feel confident using, then that's going to be the one that you're going to use. So, I mean, you could go on, and people say, this one's not great, that one's not great, oh, it's too bulky, oh, it's too this, it's too that. But, you know, every boat that you go out on is going to have their favorite knot. I mean, that's just the way it is. They're going to get it dressed up, and they're going to say, hey, this is the knot that we use, this is the knot that we have feel comfortable with. That so you might want to check with the boat that you're going on. Because me telling you what our favorite knot is might not be the favorite one that going out on like the Pacific Queen or something.
Gotcha.
You know, they may have something else that contradicts that whole thing, and then it's like.
And what's the one that you use?
We like using that RP knot is good.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to.
There's an FG knot.
The FG knot. There's another one that the guys use that's real easy to tie.
Yeah.
Obviously,
What do you tie a hook on with? What's your knot to tie?
I just tie a San Diego knot.
Yeah,
that's my deal, you know.
Tried and true.
Yeah, and
easy
and,
to mess.
And if I'm tying the kite on, I'll do a double San Diego, you know. But you know, you're talking to someone that
you're running the boat.
There's so many variations, yeah. And the guys have a lot better connection.
The guys on the
connect,
deck.
Yeah. The crew has a lot better connection with that. But
yeah.
You know, like I said, that your best bet is to see what the boat that you're booked to go on. You know, just make a quick call and say, hey, what connections are you guys using?
Right. And you'll learn it on the boat. When you get on the boat, don't worry, the crew will take care of you.
Yeah. No,
that's
they will.
The
they will.
Yeah. Hey, I have another question here, and it's from Martin in Los Angeles. He says, how does the bunk selection work on the Red Rooster?
Well,
you're all staterooms.
Yeah, we're all staterooms. So there's two people in a room. We do have some trips where there's single rooms, but of course there's a additional fee for that. But we have 16 rooms and there's two people in a room, so it's automatically pretty comfortable. What most people do is if they have a friend, and this is kind of clutch, you know, if you're going on an 8-day trip and you've got John that you've been fishing with for 15 years, obviously that's the guy that you're going to want to room with. But you can look at our layout here as soon as we get this website out, and it'll have the layout of all the rooms from bow to stern and the two upper rooms. You know, there's rooms that on most of these long range boats that are up top. And it's great because you have better access to the deck and the galley and this and that. But you got to remember, it can get loud on the upstairs room. So
yeah.
I personally like going midship.
A lot of guys like the upstairs. I don't.
I
like nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Down even next to the engines, like to just like the roar of the engines, just like a soothing.
The humming of the engines. But
yeah.
You know, everybody has a different opinion.
But like guys, like they like being on top because they can just jump out and fish, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit noisier at times, but I mean, it's okay.
Or if you're a guy who traversing the stairs is a little tough on your knees or something like that, it's nice to just be able to slide in, slide out. No,
yeah.
You
know.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest ones. And that's another good point is if you're, because a lot of the rooms have stacked bunks, you know, where there's one on top of another one. And they're not sky high, but, you know, that might be something you want to say, hey, look, man, I'm having a hard time getting up and down from the bunk last year. Do you have anything that's on the mid-level so I can just slide myself in? And that's a common question. So you might want to ask that when you call. If you are booking.
Yeah, I don't. At my age now, I don't jump into upper bunks very well anymore.
It's dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a little rock and roll.
Yeah. You know, we have these little fold-out stools, you know, that we have put underneath the sinks. And even that, you know. And most of them have like the rooms have like a bench that you step onto to get down.
But you'll accommodate. The bottom line is you'll accommodate whatever the passenger needs.
As we do, as we can.
As
we
can, right.
As we can, you know.
Right.
So that's the other thing. But it's a really good question because, you know, we even have bunks where the guy's, you know, 6 foot six and it's long enough. Some of them are long enough. Some of them aren't, you know. So those are really good questions to ask, especially if you're going to be out for 8 days, man. Yeah. You're not comfortable. It sucks.
For sure.
You know.
Hey, let's jump back in the phones. You want to get through? Jeff's standing by, 833-288-0973.
Brian in San Diego is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. In the fishing off season this year, I've been doing some reading, and I've come across some information regarding the moon phases and fishing, and I'm curious with the amount of experience and time in the water Andy's had, what he thinks about moon phases and for tuna especially, and whether it plays a role in the fish bites and counts. And there's obviously thoughts both ways to it matters, or some people say it doesn't matter. And I'm really curious to see what Andy says. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, hey, that's a great question. And I do have a good answer, but it is based on opinion, like anything like that. Personally, I prefer to fish towards the full and not through the full. And it just seems like things get a little bit squirrely on the full. But see, then again, to contradict that, we've had seasons where we're waiting for the full, especially for the bluefin, you know, where they weren't even around and then they'd float on the full. You've heard that phrase, float on the full. I'm going to have to say from my experience this last week that during the full, the 3 days, 4 days during the full, things were definitely sporadic, definitely. And, you know, if I had my choice, and this is just from what I've seen in the past, I have no idea what's going to happen this summer or this fall. I have no idea. By rule of thumb, for wahoo fishing, usually wahoo move in just before and on the full, if that helps with that. Yellowtail is a little bit less squirrely, bluefin tuna right now, I would have to say going towards the full, and yellowfin tuna probably the same as far as the tuna species go, at least right now. But like I said, I mean, this is something.
It changes.
Yeah, it changes.
So
that's
you
what
said
makes
that,
it so interesting.
You said that your bluefin tuna was pretty much all during the day on this trip.
It was all during the day.
So what gives, man? That's totally opposite is again. Like
I don't know.
It was all at night.
I don't know.
Let's not read into it and just be happy. If I never
nighttime
jig yellow bluefin again, I'll be fine with that.
But see, that's what makes sport fishing so interesting.
Totally.
You know, that's and like I tell the people, every single trip that you do, whether it be a 6 day, an 8 day, a 15, an 18, whatever it is. Not one trip will be like the next.
Yeah,
if you go to the same destination, not one of them will be like the last trip. Yeah. It's crazy, you know?
So was it, when you'd get on some of these schools, was it biting? Was it, like, biting really well?
No.
Or was it biting like bluefin?
No, they bite like bluefin.
Yeah.
You'd have to drift a long time and then get a couple bites. And
gotcha.
Yeah, it was a pick, but they were big, you know?
Big.
So it was like, careful what you wish for.
Like you said, average size was like 170.
I said we just glossed over the fact that every single passenger caught 170-pound fish.
Yeah, no, they're big. So it's like, careful.
You only need one of those.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah, I mean, after the guys caught a couple of them, you know, they were like, I'm good, you know, and I don't blame them. And you know, I mean, we did make adjustments to do something different. It just didn't work out. But anyway, I hope that helps with your question. But as far as booking a trip based on the moon, it's hard, you know. And
when you can.
Yeah, you go when you can, and And it's just difficult to try and do that. I remember years where that fish out at the Hurricane Bank, you know, it was all full moon fish. Personally, if I don't have a problem going to the Hurricane Bank on a full, because I've seen where that's been where you want to be on a full moon. So that's one of the destinations that I don't have a problem with.
Sure.
But there's a lot of places where I'm like, full moon, good, things are going to be weird.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it is if you're on a long enough trip, it's really only 4 days.
Yeah, you'll be there before it, you'll be there after it.
You're right. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. And hopefully you've caught enough fish prior to the four to where you can just maybe catch one or two during the full and you're stoked.
There it is. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info from Captain Andy. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th, at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
This President's Day, your San Diego County Ford dealers proudly salute you during the Ford President's Day sell-a-thon. Right now, get limited-time deals across Ford's award-winning lineup. The lineup features the versatile Ford Bronco Sport and the rugged Ford Bronco, built for every adventure, the capable Ford Explorer, and even the iconic Ford Mustang. It's your chance to save. Find the perfect Ford SUV designed with the power and utility you need now during the President's Day sell-a-thon. Everything ends February 16th, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing with Captain Andy. What a fun show today has been already. And boy, lots more coming, including finding out what's going on the water, because it's time for the Catch Report. Sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait too. They have ice at nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill and the best car wash in town for just $6. It's Summit Gasoline. Free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. I was in line yesterday. Perfect scenario. I go to leave Let's Talk Hookup yesterday, and the low fuel light kicks on. Quick cruise over, and got all that low-price Summit fuel, man. It was
in line, they have 27 pumps, so you didn't have to wait long.
No, it was perfect. I did a drove right up.
That was on
the
weekend,
too. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. That is such a square of a place to have.
That's,
yeah.
That's the one by the sportsman?
Exactly, yeah. It's so cheap.
Lowest price.
I mean, it is what it is. It's just
great service.
Like the corner spot at my house was like almost a dollar a gallon more. It was just, man.
The,
like
Do I want to tell you how much gas was in Montana?
No, you don't. Quit. No. What are you doing?
$2.65.
What are you doing right now?
Well, we voted in
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Newsless.
We voted in that dollar tax.
Sure am stoked about that.
Yeah.
Well, careful
Just
about those
props.
Just
make he's running for president,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Be sure to read the prop.
Yeah.
Next time. Yeah. In the midterms, read the prop.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we got him. Captain Brian Woolley of Dana Worth Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
Yay, Willie.
Holy cow, are we lucky to live where we live, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Kidding.
Beautiful. Even if we have to pay.
Well, hey, for
Take
us,
we pay for it. Yeah. Don't think it's free.
No, absolutely, yeah. Just, I mean, no doubt. But, hey, some good bass action along our stretch this week. I mean, again, it's so hard to realize that it's February here. You know, our water temp 61 to 63, which is the warmest we've seen it in a couple winters. I mean, it's hard to even say winter, but you know, this time of the year, it's crazy. And it's still, everything's still kind of biting. Everything's still kind of relevant. Surface action on the live sardines, made for some fun calico bass action for our half day guys, three quarter day guys got in some of that mix as well this week. Rubber lures catching fish, plenty of sand bass sculpin, whitefish and things like that for guys that wanted to drop down to the bottom on that half day stuff, maybe out a little bit deeper, 10, 12, 15 fathoms, stuff like that, catching those little whitefish and sculpin over some hard bottom. But, again, that amazing water temp, very consistent as well through our stretch. The three-quarter day guys, a little bit more sculpin, whitefish, sand dabs, still kind of poking around out in that deeper hard bottom, catching some of that stuff. Again, it's been consistent catching out over that stuff. Three-quarter days have also been mixing in a little bit of that bass fishing, kind of getting out in the morning, catching their sculpin, whitefish, and then sliding into the inside there along Pendleton, fishing either inside there on the kelp or over some of that hard bottom and catching that same mixed bass. And as far as our halibut front goes this week, still a few of that flatfish caught on the drift trips and on the open party trips. I would say that for our halibut derby, we're seeing better results coming from, or at least right now, coming on the open party trips. You know, guys are buying in for $10 or whatever in that derby and seeing some of that fish. I know last month's winner came on an open party trip. It's just with this nice weather, there hasn't been a lot of, like, current pushing one way or the other, so it's hard to have the boat moving as you kind of need in order to, you know, get a good halibut drift going. So it's just been a little bit of a mix-up there. But, hey, there's still plenty of time. Got a whole month ahead of us here for our February guys to kind of get on that train there and catch some fish as well. So looks like there's a little weather hiccup this week, a little bit of moisture possibility, but hey, fishing's good. I don't think this you know, mild water temp is really going to go anywhere. I think it's going to stick around and we're going to see some more good fishing through that. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us this week, give the landing a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com. And I'd say, you know, if you want to come this week, just plan on making those reservations. I know today's a Super Bowl, but three-quarter day boat didn't get off the dock, just probably because everyone wants to watch the football game. But still, those reservations are important to help, you know, build that trip to get away from the dock. So you can't just kind of show up in the morning, hope to hop on a boat. Call ahead. It's really important, and we can help you get out on the water that way.
They want to watch the football game or Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we don't even have a team.
Yeah. Or the commercials, maybe, yeah, right?
Yeah, who knows?
There you go.
Yeah, what a stretch, Willie. I mean, what a stretch of great fishing and great weather, huh?
I mean, it's been perfect. Like, boat work's been a breeze because you've been able to paint in probably the most perfect weather you could ever ask for, you know, painting your boats. And, you know, catching's been great, too. So it's been a good winter. Productive-wise, both ways. So
love it.
So hope to see some of those guys out on the water with us this week.
That's awesome, Willie. Well, great job, as always. Sure appreciate everything you guys do at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to make that reservation. Get that boat off the dock and go fishing.
Cool. Our number here, 949-496-5794.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Willie. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Roger that, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks a lot for that.
Sounds good. Hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through? 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. John and Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So my couple questions is, I've never had the opportunity to fish on your boat. Are you going to be at Day of the Docks so people have an opportunity to maybe walk around the boat and take a look at it? And then what's your longest trip that you guys have during the year?
April 19th is Day at the Docks.
April 19th. Yeah, I don't know. It just depends on maintenance. That's why we're usually shut down during Day at the Docks, is because the boat's all hammered. getting redone. But we are going to have a little different maintenance schedule, so there's a chance, and I'm sure Catherine's going to be... Is Catherine still doing that?
Well, not really. She's retired, but they have a whole team of other people.
Oh, okay. Someone's going to be hammering me about that dunk tank.
Oh, yeah. You are the favorite target in the dunk tank.
Targeted species.
Yeah. I don't think they do the dunk tank anymore, do they?
I haven't done it for a couple of years. Yeah. I got wiped out. Yeah. Anyway, back to your question. The boat, if we have a chance to open the boat up and have it so that you guys can come down, we will. I mean, of course, it's great marketing, and we like to have people come down and check it out. And the longest trip that we do is a 16-day. We have a 16-day trip that we do in January that's a little bit of a modified trip this year.
That's the one you just came in from?
No, that was a 15-day ride down, ride back. The ride down, fly back will be next January in the beginning. It leaves on the 2nd, comes back on the 18th. So that'll be available. And then the June heat trip's a 15-day. And then we have a trip in March 1st that's a 15-day trip. So... the majority, the bread and butter trips are definitely the 8-day trips that stretch all the way from September all the way to November.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the PCS show?
I'm going to. Yeah. I think we're going to set up.
You guys
going to
have a booth?
Yeah.
At Costa Mesa and San Diego?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, good question.
But definitely Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see why not. Yeah, right. Well, that's a good question.
All right. Cool. Hey, let's continue our. Thanks, John, for the call. Let's continue our catch report. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Excellent.
Hey, we got some pretty good fishing. You know, we're same situation here. You know, there was some 63.5 degree water there off San Diego, and we have our winter species, but they're biting a little better than they would be. You know, we don't have that cold water kind of deal. So not too bad. You know, more good weather, strong tides, cooler water combined for some better barred perch action. Barred perch were the top dog this week. Most anglers reported limits or near limits fishing. And as usual, better quality fish up north, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, scratch fishing for halibut. There was a handful of legal fish up to 30 inches for those, you know, putting in their time. A little better in the bays and lagoons and on the beaches. And then the full moon also put a few striped bass in the count. There was a couple caught off Ventura there. Another one off that Oceanside jetty. That seems to be a spot to look for one. And like I said, 63.5 in San Diego. Hook, line, sinker reported very good barred perch fishing quality. Improving with a few fish in the 10 to 12 inch range, Gaviota, Haskell's, Goleta, Carpinteria, Fifth Street, all the typical places, real good. The grub bite was good. A little bit of swell this weekend kind of slowed things down, but overall pretty darn good. 4 to 8 pound striped bass were taken off the Ventura River mouth there, so that's another spot where we've reported fish in the past. Just Fishing reported good perch fishing in South Bay beaches. Smaller models, 4 to 6 inch, with a few kickers. The Hermosa Pier was a hot spot there. Big fish reported good perch action. Both Chica, Huntington, gulp, grubs, lugworms all working there. A 12-pound halibut taken off Dog Beach on a white drop shot fluke. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported more live bait halibut in the bays and lagoons, and that was kind of the best thing going there. Guys are making smelt, fishing them on the Carolina rig, kind of staying in the deeper water near the mouth of the bay, mouth of the lagoon, working with the tides. And they've been finding fish to 34 inches. That was the top fish this week. So bust out the old umbrella net or get the little tiny gold hook sabikis and make some smelt, and you'd be surprised at how that live bait will turn things on.
Man, I love it. What a good call, too, and what a fun way to do it. You know, it just takes a... It takes a little bit of extra savvy. Like you're earning that bite, catching bait, bringing it, making it, fishing it, and then rewarded with a big halibut like that, man. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
How big are those halibut?
It makes a difference this time of year.
34 inches?
34 inch halibut?
34 inch halibut, yeah, very nice one.
Well,
I think
nice
that
fish.
Came out of Carlsbad, I believe.
It's a big fish. That's
so,
like,
you know,
20
I mean,
pounder, something
you,
like that?
You get so 18? Used to fishing...
Yeah.
Yeah, you get so used to fishing lures and stuff that you kind of take your mindset out of the live bait thing. And, you know, the other thing is go to the bait receiver with a little bait sled, you know, made out of a boogie board, and put a little slap of live anchovies in there and just work the little harbor, and you'd be surprised how good the fishing could be.
Man.
I love it.
Gundy, always a great report. Thank you so much for your hard work and your efforts, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Everyone enjoy the Super Bowl safe and sane.
All right. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Yeah. So back to the show circuit you're doing. So you're definitely going to be PCS in Costa Mesa, which is beginning of March. Yeah. And
We have a trip that leaves on the 1st. But
Now, are you running the trip?
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll remain to be seen. But so there'll be a Red Rooster representative episode.
Yeah. I like the idea of that Del Mar thing. Is that going to be something that's going to get some traction?
Oh, absolutely. It's this
right
year,
here.
Since they took it over,
pumped.
It's coming back. So yeah. I'm pretty stoked about it.
This will be the first year that the people who put on the PCS show brought it back to Del Mar, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
You know,
middle of March?
I'd go up to the Del Mar show just to go up there. They had that Hunter Steakhouse sandwiches.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll come back.
Yeah, that's a choice,
yeah, of
man.
Course, that Del Mar show, of course, March 19th through the 22nd.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.